Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. Thank God today. My name is Pastor Kim. I'm talking to you from Charlotte, North Carolina. The name of our church is Vision of Hope. We're located at 5105 Reagan Drive, Suite 105, and we are in the heart of Charlotte, North Carolina. And we just want to thank the Lord. Amen. I just love that song, Just Want to Praise You. And we just thank the Lord for all of his goodness and all the things that he's done. I understand last week some people couldn't get on the line. I'm going to be hopefully next week using a new line, conferencecall.com. We won't be able to look at it online anymore, but we will be able to just have a conference call where people can seemingly get in. More people can get in. So we thank God. I'm going to start with prayer. I'm going to talk to you tonight. Our topic is, who are you talking to? So we're going to get right in, coming to you from 2 Kings, the 4th chapter. But first, let us come together and pray. We thank God for his goodness and his love, his mercy. Lord, we bless your name tonight. We honor you for how you continue to make ways out of no way, how you continue to watch over us, shield us, and protect us, how you give us the activity of our limbs, how you keep us in our right mind, Lord. We don't take these things for granted, God, and we just continue to thank you and bless you for them each and every day. We thank you, Lord, for how you are allowing us to stay in touch with you in a world like we live in today. So many people are not in tune and in touch with you, but we thank you, Father, for how you are allowing us, even in this world that we live in, to stay close to you and stay in touch with you, Lord. We thank you, God, because we know that you are watching over us. We know that you are our Alpha and our Omega. We know that you are our beginning and our end, and we trust and lean and depend on you. Father, I want to ask you to just continue to bless those who may be going through some trying times and trying situations, those who may be distressed, those who may be depressed, those who are in need of healing in their body, in their mind, and in their emotions, Father. I ask you to just touch, heal, and deliver. Father, I ask you to bless each and every person represented on this line tonight. Touch their families, their loved ones, their friends. Some of them are even in standing in proxy for someone. They have someone on their mind that needs prayer. So, God, I'm asking you to touch, make a connection, a heavenly connection right here and right now with all of those who are on the line and those who are connected to them, God. Meet them at their point of need, Father. Make every crooked place straight, God, in the name of Jesus. We're going to continue to lean on you and depend upon you like never before. We're going to trust you like never before. And we know that you are the God who speaks those things which be not as though they were. So we're going to have confidence that you're going to bring our desires to pass. God, we have confidence that you're going to get the victory out of our life. God, we have confidence that you're going to continue to make ways out of no way. You're going to meet financial needs, God. I come against debt right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're looking for that place. You told Peter to go cast his net. God, tell us where to cast our net so we can come out of debt and get that financial blessing so that we can continue to be a blessing to the body of Christ. We count it all done today, Lord. We thank you and we count it all done. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. I love to worship and I love to pray. I know that prayer changes things, and I know that when you worship, you can get in connection. You can get connected to the Most High God, hallelujah. You can get connected to him. So I love to worship him, hallelujah, and I love to pray. Most of you who know me know that I also love the word. The Bible says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Of course, we won't have every answer as Christians, but we ought to be able to, and I don't want to use the word defend, but we ought to be able to know in whom we believe, and we ought to be able to know that through the word of God. I'm excited tonight. I'm coming to you from 2 Kings, the 4th chapter. I'm talking about the Shunammite woman. And the question is, who are you talking to? Thanks of God, we have got to be more and more and more careful as time goes on, as we get close to the return of our Lord and Savior. We have got to make more positive confession. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about mind over matter. I'm talking about positive confessions about what God is doing according to his word. The Lord hit me with this. I've been talking about it all week, about the Shunammite woman. Some of you might know about it, had read about it before. But the question is, who are you talking to? So many people have problems. I mean, you can say hello to somebody and they'll just hit you with all their problems. If it's not their problems, they'll hit you with somebody else's problems. You know, people are going through. Everybody that comes out dressed to the nines with a smile on their face, coming to work every day or coming to church every Sunday, there is a lot going on behind the scenes and behind closed doors. And a lot of people don't have people to talk to, people that they can confide in, people that they can share with, that it won't go somewhere else. And so people need people to talk to, because there are a lot of people going through. And this particular woman, the Shunammite woman, the more I read this, and I've read it, you know, several times, I preached it, but the more I looked at it, that's why the word gives revelation and it gives rhema. The Bible says the letter alone killeth. So if you just read the word by itself and try to just connect to it or try to follow it just through the flesh, it's going to hurt you. Eventually you'll get tired and won't be able to do it. But you need the anointing. You need the Spirit of God to break the yoke and to quicken that word in you. Hallelujah. I hope I'm talking to somebody tonight. The quickening of the word of God is, you know, when you're getting ready to do something or go somewhere or say something, then the word of God is quickened. Hallelujah. The will of God is quickened in your life. Don't go there. Don't do that. Don't say that. That's the anointing, connecting to the word and the will of God in your life. Hallelujah. But that's not our topic tonight. We're looking at the Shunammite woman. And some of you, like I said, know the story. It's in 2 Kings, the 4th chapter. And this wonderful woman, I'm starting at verse 8, and I'm going to be skipping around because you know we don't have a lot of time. One day Elijah. Okay, so hopefully I'm reconnected and I'm back on and you can hear me. Praise God. We're going to 2 Kings, the 4th chapter. I'm picking up at the 11th verse. One day when Elijah came, he went up to his room and lay down there. And he said to his servant, Gehazi, call the Shunammite. So he called her and she stood before him. Elijah said to him, tell her, you have gone to all this trouble for us. Now what can be done for you? Can we speak on your behalf to the king or commander of the army? Other thing I want you to notice right here is Elijah had an armor bearer. That's so important. You know, every leader needs a good armor bearer. And Elijah had several servants, several, you know, not a servant as in a slave, but several people helping him. And he also had an armor bearer. So verse 14 says, what can be done for her? Elijah said, Gehazi said she has no son and her husband is old. Then Elijah said, call her. So he called her and she stood in the doorway. About this time next year, Elijah said, you will hold a son in your arms. No, my Lord, she objected. Please, man of God, don't mislead your servant. So the Lord blessed her with a son. Hallelujah. The Lord blessed her with a son. The child grew, and one day he went out to his field with the reapers. He said to his father, my head, my head. His father told the servant, carry him to his mother. After the servant had lifted him up and carried him to his mother, the boy sat on her lap until noon and then died. My God. she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God, then shut the door and went out. This is our key time right now. This is the key point of the message. This is where we're going. Hallelujah. She called her husband and said, please send me one of the servants and a donkey so I can go to the man of God quickly and return. Why go to him today, he asked. It's not the new moon or the Sabbath. That's all right, she said. She saddled the donkey and said to her servant, lead on. Don't slow down for me unless I tell you. So she set out and came to the man of God at Mount Carmel. So, again, this addresses so many things. It addresses the relationship she had with her husband. You know, he said, well, why are you going? It's not a new moon. It's not the Sabbath. She said, oh, honey, it's okay. It's okay. She didn't even want to tell him what had happened. She did not want to make a negative confession about what had happened. Saints of God, I'm hoping that you get this tonight. Be careful who you're talking to. First of all, you don't want to talk negative. And if you happen to talk negative, you surely don't want to talk negative to somebody who's going to agree with your negative conversation. We have to begin to make a positive confession. If it's some things we don't like, some things we see that we don't like, some things that we see that we want to change, then we need to start making those positive confessions. First in us. Don't start making so many positive confessions about somebody else, but start making them first about our own self. How about that? First about yourself. So she, like I said, she didn't even want to let him know what was going on. And they had a relationship and an understanding that she was free to go. Okay? That's another subject. I could talk about that. So when he saw, listen to this, verse 25. So she set out and came to the man of God at Mount Carmel. When he saw her in the distance, the man of God said to his servant Gehazi, look, there's the Shunammite. Run to meet her and ask her, are you all right? Is your husband all right? Is your child all right? So that's what Gehazi did. Everything is all right, she said. Are you listening to me, people of God? She said everything is all right, and her son had died. You need to let that marinate. You need to process that for a minute. Her son had died. She couldn't take an airplane, a moped, a motorcycle, a car. She couldn't rent a car. She didn't have a bike. Her son had died, and she went to go see the man of God. And every person that she talked to from the point of his death, she said to them, everything, hallelujah, is all right. Who are you talking to? Who are you talking to? I know that this is for somebody. Who are you talking to? When she reached the man of God at the mountain, she took hold of his feet. Gehazi, that's the servant, came over to push her away. But the man of God said, leave her alone. She is in bitter distress, but the Lord has hidden it from me and has not told me why. Verse 28, did I ask you for a son, my Lord? She said, didn't I tell you? Don't raise my hope. Ooh, this is a message right here. How many times has God promised you something, given it to you, then the devil tried to take it, snatch it, turn it around, make it seem like it wasn't from God, make it seem like it was evil? Are you listening to me? She said, didn't I tell you, don't raise my hope? She went straight to the source. Elijah said to Gehazi, tuck your cloak into your belt, take my staff in your hand and run. Don't greet anyone you meet. And if anyone greets you, do not answer. This is so important. What you say is so important. Do you hear what Elijah said to his servant? He said, don't greet anybody. Don't say hello. Sometimes we get an attitude when people don't speak to us. He said, don't greet anybody. And if anybody tries to strike up a conversation with you, don't talk to them. How urgent is your situation? My God, how urgent is it? Are you willing to not be social? I got off of social media a couple months ago. I tried to shut it down, and it wouldn't let me because it was connected to the website and this and that. But I said, some of y'all are not going to understand what I said when I got on Facebook. I said, some people are not going to understand, but I have to get off of here because the warfare is too strong. Are you listening to me? The warfare of social media is too strong. And that's just what God had given me. The warfare was too strong, and my understanding of it is coming into fruition. The confessions that we make, the conversations that we have, the people that we talk to on Facebook, who we're connected to, how we're connected. Can you imagine people have fights on Facebook? It's crazy. People have biblical arguments on Facebook. I need to be able to make positive confessions about my entire life. And you can't tell me that it's wrong because right here in the Bible, no matter what the situation looked like, her confession was positive. And I don't know about you, but I'm going to take that and run with it. Elijah said to Gehazi, tuck your cloak into your belt, take my staff in your hand and run. Don't greet anyone you meet, and if anyone greets you, do not answer. Lay my staff on the boy's face. But the child's mother said, as surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you. So he got up and followed her. She was saying, look, you didn't send a messenger when you blessed me, so you're not going to send a messenger now. Oh, Holy Ghost. When God gives us something, a word, a scripture, a revelation, a promise, a desire, we take it and run with it. Nobody can tell us that it wasn't God. But guess what? When that thing starts turning around like it did here, trouble starts to come, the enemy tries to come against it, we start going to everybody and talking to everybody. And yes, I said we. We start going to everybody and talking to everybody about what God said and what God did. When the Shunammite woman is clearly setting an example, don't go to everybody now. You didn't go to everybody when God promised, when God said, and when God did. You didn't go to everybody. So go back to the Lord. Go back to the source. Go back to the source. Whatever God promised you that's not coming into fruition, I'm saying to you, go back to the source. And you can make a positive confession while you're waiting on God. Hallelujah. Gehazi went on ahead and laid the staff on the boy's face, but there was no sound or response. So Gehazi went back to meet Elijah. Elijah was on his way, don't forget, and told him the boy has not awakened. When Elijah reached the house, there was the boy lying dead on his couch. He went in, shut the door, and on the two of them, and prayed to the Lord. Then he got on the bed and lay on the boy mouth to mouth. It was an old-time mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. You know, we done gave it a name and a title now, mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. Laid on him mouth-to-mouth, eyes-to-eyes, hands-to-hand. As he stretched himself out on him, the boy's body grew warm. Elijah turned away and walked back and forth in the room and then got on the bed and stretched on him once more. The boy sneezed 7 times and opened his eyes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is an example of who we are talking to, who we need to talk to when we're going through. Some of you know how transparent I am. The cards have been laid on the table. We've got about a minute and a half left. It's time for us to talk to God about whatever is going wrong in our life. Because there's nobody too hard for God, no situation too big for him. Those are the things that he wants, the big things. If I can do it myself, then why do I need God? But we have to stop talking to everybody. It wasn't everybody who gave it to us, who did what they did, you know, whatever it was, whether it was the house, the car, the whatever. Whatever it was, we were making a positive confession that it was the Lord. But when things didn't go right, we start talking to other people. So I challenge you today, hallelujah, to talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. I challenge myself today to talk to the Lord about all the things that may be going wrong. Are you listening to me? Woo, thank you, Jesus. Talk to him. Who are you talking to? Because sometimes we talk to the wrong people. And I think that's so important. And it's not that people meant any harm, but she wanted to make sure that what God had promised her, the devil wasn't going to snatch it. The devil wasn't going to take it. The devil wasn't going to do anything with it. And Elijah wanted to make sure as well that the devil couldn't get in. And they hadn't, check this out now, and I'm trying to let it go. They hadn't talked to each other about it. She made her own personal commitment. I'm not going to say anything to anybody. And Elijah, knowing God, made his own personal commitment. Told his servant, don't talk to anybody. Woo! If I was one of those harsh preachers, my title would be shut your mouth. But, you know, I'm a love preacher. The Bible says some win by fire, some are won by fire, and some are won by love. So I'm going to say, who are you talking to? As we close, people of God, make sure from this point on that we talk to the true and living God, and we speak those things which be not as though they were. We keep our positive confession. We keep our promises, the promises that God made to us. We hold on to them. And some of those things you have to fight for. Oh, yes, you do. The promised land, they had to go in there and take the promised land. It was promised to them, but they had to take it. They had to take it. And so they sent how many spies? Two came with a positive confession, and the other eight were scared. I thank the Lord for you. I hope you got something out of this word tonight. Take some time, read it, look at it for yourself. I pray that God gives you continued revelation, 2 Kings, the 4th chapter, Shunammite woman. Not talking to anybody. The Lord loves you, and so do I. Pastor Kim from Vision of Hope. God bless you, and you have a blessed evening.